hoping to see from Johnny as he gets to start this week in the
West? Progress. I thought he took, it was well documented. We talked about it after the game. He took a big step forward in a lot of the small details of quarterback play. And it's just, it's as simple as that for us, just to continue to get better. He did some good things, but there's some things that could be improved upon. And each week presents a new challenge, and he's got to be able to react to, you know, how a defense is playing him and be able to play within a game plan, the structure of it, and stay tight to that. But just in bottom line, just progress.
Why you made the change other than what you just said about looking for progress?
Well, I think the performance against Pittsburgh, I think, validated for us the progress that he's made, the improvement that he's shown, and that he deserves this opportunity. Josh's circumstances still being what they are and not being entirely healthy, at least in the short term. But it's something that, we understand where our season is at this point. And this is a kid that we've invested a lot in. And this will give us an opportunity to see, how far he's come and what he's capable of.
How difficult was the decision? And it doesn't obviously seem like the conversation was very lengthy.
I wouldn't say it was extremely difficult. I think when you looked at all the factors involved, and for what I just said, just kind of where we are right now from a record standpoint, and it was, I wouldn't say it was difficult. It didn't take 5 seconds. There was, we discussed everything. As I said, everything was put on the table. And it was clearly made the most sense.
Mike, you talk about a lot of times when quarterbacks are changed, it's usually either one's getting a lot better or one is underperforming. But I don't get the sense that you felt that way with Josh. Talk about what he did as a starter here and given the hand that he was dealt.
I don't feel that way at all. I mean, this is a guy that set records here. I mean, the 3-game span and the single game record. I mean, what he did for us was tremendous. And I think a lot of Johnny's success you can trace directly to Josh McCown, he's been tremendous, and with Johnny now as the starter, we feel like we have the best backup in the league. I mean, a guy that's seen it all, we know we can come in and can play. I can't, visiting with him this morning and talking through it, I just can't say enough about the character of the kid and him understanding. And at the same time, the competitive part of him, knowing what he's capable of and what he can do for this football team, but also having that ability to see the big picture.
You said yesterday that might be a difficult conversation when it arose. You obviously had it with him. How was he, and how was it for you?
I don't want to get into too much of it, but it was not as difficult as I anticipated, and a big part of that was Josh, just how he handled it, his mentality. His football character and to use a hokey phrase, his team spirit.
Why did you feel the need to do it today rather than when you guys came back or just the timing of the day?
We were at that point where we were having lengthy discussions about the entire roster and making some decisions moving forward, and didn't feel the need to, we made it, didn't feel the need to sit on it.
Do you have any concerns that Johnny Manziel will have incidents like he did with the Avon police?
We're always concerned about our players outside of the building. We talk to them about it. I mean, they know that there's a standard of behavior that they have to live up to. And he and I got a chance to sit down this morning and that was one of the things, I won't go into details, but that was one of the things that came up in the discussion.
Mike, where is your left?
Coaches always say they play the quarterback that gives them the best chance to win. Did Johnny give you the best chance to win now?
I would say, based on how he played against Pittsburgh, what he showed, his ability to make plays in the pocket and outside of the pocket, that I think the difference in maximizing our chances to win is negligible. I mean, you're not going to hold me down, and I'm going to choose one over the other, but that gap is very small.
Mike, when you talk
talk about trust in Johnny. Where is your level of trust with him off the field in that, let's say you wanted to commit to him as a long-term starter, that he will make the right decisions to be available as a starter?
No, and he's done some things to affect that trust clearly, and it's something that we talk about, that I know Flip talks to him about and Kevin talks to him about, and he understands it, and he knows that, you know, with these expectations and that there comes great responsibility, and that's something that that he knows he has to live up to.
Mike, when you look at it from the outside looking in, you name a starter for the rest of the season, it seems like you guys might know that or might expect that he won't be disciplined by the league. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I can't get into we factored everything into it, but, if the circumstances change, they change. But that's, to me, that's a league matter. I'm not going to comment on that at this time.
There's some of the radio shows coming up, the perception outside. One ex-player already said, this is not going to play well in the locker room. That's never been in the locker room. How do you think we will play in the locker room?
Well, I think when you talk to our players, I think you'll get a sense of how it will play. Based on how he's performed, and I think you only need to go back to this last performance. I think he earned a lot of respect from the guys in that room of how he prepared for the week, how he went out and executed the game plan. Ask the guys how he handled himself in the huddle and how he was at the line of scrimmage and execution of plays. And that's from a locker room standpoint. I just think it's tough to put any weight into any opinion about our locker room if you're not in it.
You said you have the best backup in the league. So does that mean Josh will be the number two still?
Yes.
And do you view this final six games as an audition for 2016 job?
I don't want to look that big picture. It's just I've already said it, that we want to get a good sense of where he is. And I think when the season's over, that you always clear the table and evaluate each position. And we'll have a lot more info. This will allow us to have a lot more information as we assess the quarterback position moving forward.
Can you give us one more update on injury update and some of the guys like Starks and Batonio and some of the others?
Yeah, Joel's still still pushing through it. Potentially an outside chance for Baltimore. We'll know a little bit more as the week goes on. The guys that I said were in the concussion protocol are still in it. Joe's still in it. So we'll know more. They're improving, so there's no setbacks, but it's still you got to go through the process. Starks, tweaked the knee. It was nothing serious, but still this close removed from the game. We still don't have a great feel for how that's going to play out.
Mike, what about when you watched the film? How did Cam Irving look when you got to see him?
There were some glaring mistakes. I think we all saw some of those, but in between that. He did some good things, and the thing that I was most proud of and was the energy, the enthusiasm, the toughness that he brought. Trying to finish blocks and getting after guys when he could. I mean, from an opponent standpoint, I liked the mentality that he played with. I just thought he was raw and excited and kind of all over the place, and that led to some of his mistakes. But a lot of what he did wrong is very correctable. And nothing's changed in our assessment of Cam that he has a bright future in this league.
Would he go for Batonio again if Batonio can't play?
Yes. Yes, he would.